and welcome to my 9th episode of Rising 60. It's been over a year since I last recorded my monthly podcast show here at the Equal Space in Newark, New Jersey. This has been all due to the global pandemic that has impacted all of our lives and unfortunately shut down cities and states and whole countries all around the world, but we are now back together again with our first Rising 60 episode of 2021. I'm happy to be here. This is our Back Together Again episode, where we will be joined by the Director of Recreation, Cultural Affairs, and Senior Services, Pat Council. And on the second half of the show, we'll be joined by Kevin Brown, a.k.a. DJ Little Man. Both guests will be discussing some of our summer fun programming as it relates to our community, the youth, and bringing Newark back together again. It's an incredible episode, y'all. Stay tuned.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. We're happy to be back together. I'm excited to have the podcast back, definitely, because I feel like the podcast adds a layer of excitement and fun to our daily lives, and we can be diverse on the podcast. We can have a guest on, and it's fun. And I'm excited to see our special guest. We have here Jua. Hi, Jua. You want to say hi? So Mayor, so let's start with a bit of personal news. I know that since we last left, you have joined a fraternity. You joined the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. Can you explain why becoming a member of this fraternity was important, or even why it was exciting for you?
Well, without revealing all the stuff I can't reveal, Alpha Phi Alpha is one of the oldest fraternities, is the oldest, one of the oldest African-American fraternity, male fraternities, college fraternities in the country. There are other fraternities, Black Fraternity, Sigma Pi Phi, but we are the first African-American collegiate fraternity. In 1906, founded Cornell University. The history of the fraternity is huge. People like W.E.B. Du Bois, Fred Douglass, Paul Robeson, Thurgood Marshall, Martin Luther King, mm-hmm. Adam Clayton Powell.
Right.
And, I felt like, I needed to be in the pantheon of those guys and the work that they've been doing.
Right.
And Newark has a great chapter, Alpha Alpha Lambda, and they do incredible work here with the kids, students, throughout the cities, about 100 black men strong, mm-hmm. I wanted to be a part of that and a part of that legacy.
That's dope. That's amazing. All right. So COVID has been impacting us in Newark and just the world. We should give a bit of news about a brief COVID update here in Newark and where people can go to get vaccinated, because there are vaccination sites around the city. Would you care to run down those sites that people can go to?
Yeah, there's we have sites at Westside High School Mondays and Wednesdays. We have sites site at Shabazz High School every Friday. The health department is open from Monday to Friday from like 9 to 5 every day, except Saturday and Sunday. St. James is open at Eastside High School as well. And then we do pop-ups around the city, and you need to stay tuned for that. I mean, getting vaccinated is incredibly important, and so we need people to get vaccinated now.
Definitely. Definitely. And I know that DPW that's something I think the community needs to know about. They are returning to daytime collection soon, because I know that for a little while there were some nighttime collection happening, but...
Yep, we're going to go back to daytime collection. We wanted to try the nighttime collection out and see if it was more efficient for us. Obviously it worked in some areas and not in others. It caused problems in some areas, and in some places it was really good. But in an overall assessment of it, I think we needed to go back to the daytime. And so we're going to do that August 16th. So be prepared, to go back to the original collection the way it was before. And we're going to send out mailers and robocalls to let everybody know.
And when we left off on the podcast last year, there was something going on called Occupy the Block, but now it's been switched to Educate the Block. It's replaced the previous Occupy the Block. So this happens every Wednesday and Thursday. And every week, Educate the Block goes to different locations around the city, right? Can you just elaborate a little bit on that?
Sure. Educate the Block is our opportunity to go to neighborhoods and let people know what's going on in the city, talk to all of the city agencies that we have, find out from the residents the problems they have in their neighborhoods, try to abate those issues, and plan ways to make their community a little better and get a chance to speak to people at the same time.
And coming up later this month, Newark has a restaurant week that's going to happen from August 15th through the 22nd. That's a Sunday to Sunday. There'll be 8 days of deals. Are you excited about this?
Yes, I am excited. You know, restaurant week. You know, I go to restaurant weeks all over the place, you know, especially in New York.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be great to have one in Newark. We have incredible restaurants here,
right.
And I think it's an opportunity to get people to try these restaurants out. So I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I know in New York they have a lot of great deals all over in each borough, just about. So it'll be nice to see if Newark can, you know, grow that and expand that. And if people do want more information about that, they can contact Elizabeth Da Silva at Invest Newark at 973-273-1040. Now, when we first, when we did leave off on the podcast, we did have a segment called Newark News, where we report on some of the news that's happening throughout the city. And we can briefly talk about that now. We're going to touch on a few things that is happening throughout Newark, but if you do want more in-depth information, you can visit newarknj.gov/news. And on Mayor, I want you to elaborate on this. I know on July 15th, you cut the ribbon for the Somerset Brownstones, the $21 million project. Can you just give a little more background on that?
Well, that was a project that's been in the making for a long time, a couple of years since I took office. You know, people who live in this neighborhood, live in that community, they know what Douglas Harrison used to be like and the area around there. I think that community is completely transformed now. There's a beautiful green space in the middle. It's all affordable. There's even units available for the formerly homeless. Residents without addresses. So I think most of it is all filled up. If it's not filled up already, I mean, those things go so fast because the need for housing is so great in the city. They go really fast, and people always hit me like, oh, how can I get in it? And that's why you need to pay attention to the development that's going on and then apply for it while it's being developed and not wait until after it's developed, because developers look for people to go into their housing while it's going up, because they want people to move in immediately so they can make their money.
Right. So that's a good thing to know. Like, when you see that development happening, people need to start inquiring right then and there.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So, and I know rental assistance is a big thing now. And due to COVID, there is more money has been allocated to rental assistance here in Newark, right?
Yep. We have about, I think it's about $14 million that we've dedicated coming up. I mean, we've done it two other times.
Right.
This is our third iteration. We're going to be paying for people to help people pay their rent 12 months back of rent that's, you know, past due. Mm-hmm. And even rent that needs to be taken care of going forward.
Right.
We're going to help people in special circumstances where that applies as well. But we're just trying to make sure, you know, because after this moratorium is over, people will get evicted if they don't pay their rent. I think people don't understand that. They think that this is like a forever thing. And, you know, at the end of the day, if there's no recourse, the court is going to allow landlords to evict you.
Right. Things are going to go back to normal pretty soon,
you know,
with that. And Section 8 conversion program yesterday, the three families officially signed the paperwork for their homes, right?
In New York? Another family went into their home, you know, on Beverly Street, a beautiful home that was remodeled, redone. And that's what the model is. We are taking properties that we own in a city that need to be fixed. We're hiring local folks to get it done. And then we're using the Section 8 voucher to help people pay mortgage.
That's awesome. I think that was really good. People are really excited about that. And right now,
absolutely. Yep. So they're in the process of expanding it now. We have approvals. We're getting ready to identify some more property. So it's definitely going to be expanded.
And the city of Newark hired 3,000 young people this summer between the ages of 18 and 24. So how? I mean, that's an awesome thing. That's a great way to kick off getting us back together and getting young people employed in the city. So.
Yeah, you know, our goal has always been higher than that. You know, we're growing. When we first came, it was about 1,000 kids. We're at 3,000 now, and I'm excited about that. And we're also hiring additional kids using some of the ARP dollars around folks who have been young kids that have been incarcerated, in trouble with the law, that have issues.
Okay.
You know, they have a special program we designed just for them to help them get them on track and get them out of the kind of negative pathway that they were on.
That's good. All right, so let's talk about water. So when we left off in March 2020, we were at 7,516 lead service lines replaced. As of as of July 2020, we're at 20,705 lead servant lives replaced. So that's great news, you know.
Yeah.
Great news.
Yeah, we surpassed our number that we had anticipated. And so what's happening now is they're going around checking homes to see if they actually have lead service lines. And we found, obviously, a few more.
Right.
And we're changing those. And we're going to keep checking until we're satisfied that we've got all of them. And then we put the flag in the ground and say we're done. We anticipate being finished by September.
That's amazing.
I'm excited about it. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I think, is Newark one of the few cities who have done this?
Absolutely. In fact, we're the only city that have changed this many lead service lines and this at this speed.
Right.
Without charging the taxpayers any dollars at all.
That's amazing. All right, Mayor, I think it's time for us to welcome our first guest onto the show, Director Patrick Council.
Yes, sir.
We can pause now. All right, Mayor, let's welcome our first guest onto the Razz and 60 show. We have the Director of Recreation and Cultural Affairs and Senior Services, Patrick Council. You want to lead into introducing the Mayor?
We're glad to have you on, Director Council. It's important for us to talk about summer 2021 and all the things that we have going on, especially for our young people. Some of the things that I've done as a kid were involved with summer youth, and whether with pools and camps and speedy and all of those other things. So particularly since we focus on Back Together, again, we want to talk about how, Director of Recreation, Cultural Affairs, and Senior Services and how you're doing and all of the programming that you have lined up for us in the city. So we're glad to have you on, man. Tell everyone a little bit about who you are and just a summary of what's going on this summer.
Yeah, just a quick in. I'm Pat Council, Director of Recreation, Cultural Affairs, Senior Services, ensuring that we provide a good and wholesome, holistic recreational programming for youth and young adults throughout the city of Newark. We have a plethora of programs that is geared around not just to our Back Together, again, focus, but just around engaging and re-engaging our youth and young adults who have been out for almost 18 months. Trying to get them back out to engage them. We have enrichment camps at all five of our recreational facilities. We're running two camps at our Centers of Hope, which is Hayes West, as well as Vince Lombardi Center. We have basketball leagues throughout the city of Newark at all of our city parks. And we're running a neighborhood-to-neighborhood basketball program at Branchbrook Park, which is spearheaded by, you know, one of your great ideas to help and encourage our folks in this community to get engaged and get involved. We have six outdoor pools that we have open, two indoor, four outdoor that we have for our residents and folks to come out. We're doing movies in the park Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday throughout the city at Military, Mulberry Commons, and throughout the city. We also provide pop-up events. We realize that there are some desert areas that don't get recreation in the city. And so we want to provide pop-up opportunities and go right into the community and provide recreational opportunities for them as well. So on Thursdays and Fridays, we're in a neighborhood near you, a street near you. We want folks to get involved. We do plays in the park. We have play in the park coming up Friday night right at Mulberry Commons. We want folks to come out. It's at 7 p.m. With our seniors. We're offering a Columbus Flea Market. They're there today. We have over 400 seniors that are participating in that activity. And then we're going to do an all-white event for the seniors in August to get them back out and engage them. So we have a plethora of programs, and especially up at our Camp Watershed. I know you remember that. That's a gem to your heart, where we have over 100 kids up at Camp Watershed enjoying outdoor hiking, swimming, and providing good activities. So we need all of our parents, youth, and young adults to rally behind this great programming that you've put together and that we worked on diligently to engage folks back in to be a part of. So this is what we are. This is what we're jumping into in the summer behind your leadership.
That's great, man. Can you talk a little bit about some of the things that seniors can do this summer? Is it stuff for seniors as well?
Yeah, we want to engage them. We just had a program where we gave out over 175 Chromebooks with your insight and wisdom, recognizing that most of our seniors were behind in the digital divide. We wanted to get technology in their hands that they can be able to use it. We have 5 senior centers that are open throughout the center, 1 in every ward. We want our seniors to be able to get involved. Reach out to senior services, call 733-4392. Get actively involved in all of our senior programming so that you don't miss all the activities that are coming up.
You know, so Columbus people can still register for
these
things.
Yes, absolutely. We want them to register. We want them to be engaged and involved.
Okay, so there's still, like, vacancies for people to still sign up?
Yes.
Okay, that's awesome.
This summer, like, you know, we do this every year. People always say, oh, people need things to do. There's so much stuff to do, and I don't think people really know how to do it and how to get engaged or how to get these beautiful booklets that are right here. How can they get a booklet? How can they find out about all of this programming that's going on in the city?
So we have done a good job at marketing, sending information out with the support and help of our communications department. We have sent out a plethora of information, and then also working with all of our local partners, right? So you can go to ShopRite, and as you shop, you can pick up a book at the end of the shopping excursion. You can go to Whole Foods, the library, the museum, the YMCA, all of our local stores where we have information in. We do Educate the Blocks. We have information at Educate the Blocks as well. And all of the partner programs that we run through the city, we want to make sure that we have information out there so the residents can be involved. And more importantly, they can go to our website, newark.gov, click right on Department of Recreation, pull up the PDF book, and look at all the programs that we have, not just, flowing through the summer, but all the things we have. You know, we have a great Pop Warner program that's about to start up and kick off in August. We want parents to register their kids for Pop Warner and Cheer. We have 3 boxing facilities in the city of Newark, 1 at Rotunda, 1 at Borland, and 1 at Sharp James Ken Gibson, where we are working to put together boxing programs. We have one coming up August 13th right at Cityplex, behind some of the endeavors that we're putting apart to do this place-based recreation strategy. So we need the folks to come out and get involved.
With the boxing program, is it limited to little boys, little girls? What are the ages?
The boxing program is for youth to adults from age, 7 and up. We want them to come out, be involved, learn the discipline and art of boxing, and then more importantly, use it as a combative skill to bring out your athletic prowess. We have Olympians that have come through the city. We have great professionals that have come through the city.
Why do you think it's more important for us these programs this summer than any other summer?
Yeah, one of the great things is to be able to re-engage our entire community, get our youth and young adults back out, seeing and socializing with each other. So socialization is so important, right, that, when we was coming up, they made TV programs about socialization, right? You had What's Happening, where they used to hang out in Rogers Place. You had Happy Days, where they used to hang out in Al's. And we just need our kids to be able to have places and spaces that they can be able to come to that is safe and secure, and they can be able to, participate in all kinds of activities, from art to athletics to cultural programs, and do things where they see themselves and see their peers. I think you've been doing a great job of, providing that space, Mayor.
Thank you. I mean, it is important now more than ever. We're trying to get people back together again, as we say. We beat the pandemic. The pandemic didn't beat us.
Right. And it's important for the kids and their mental health as well. I feel like, especially the adolescent, young people got to get out there and feel good, because that pandemic was hard, especially that first half, staying home and kids not being able to socialize with their friends. So I think this is great, and we should definitely continue to just encourage people to get out, this summer, be around one another. So with the movie nights, how do people find out about that?
Even with the movie nights, you can go to our websites. Every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're at Military Park, Mulberry, or we're right in the heart of the community. Please, we encourage you to go to newark.gov, pull up recreation, pull up a PDF of our summer booklet, where where we are very specifically. Or you can call our office, 973-733-5373, and we'll give you direct information and access to let you know where our programming is and what is happening and going on.
right. And people can also go to the city's social media, right, to find
out about
movie nights and all of the programming happening.
And how to be a part of everything we have. We have a great track program. We have, you know, five young people that represent the Newark Stratus, which is the city of Newark's track team, that are ranked nationally in United States Track and Field Association. So we're doing a great job of producing young, good, smart, intelligent athletes. And I think that's one of the, you know, main focuses of getting back out and getting to be able to get these young people and youth involved in these activities.
And another thing I wanted to ask about is for the seniors with the white party. How did that come about?
Yeah, well, you know,
all white affair.
The mayor always wants the seniors engaged. He recognizes they're the lifeline and life beat of this community, and they also play a very vital role in how the city moves. And so we wanted to get them out and let them know that, you know, in order to be back together again, being back together means life and breath. And so, you know, having an all-white event shows the vitality, but it also shows respect for many of the seniors that we've lost during COVID. And so that is, you know, one of the journeys that we want to be on, you know, not just to, you know, bring them out to enjoy themselves, but remember, you know, how fortunate that they still are to be in this place.
I agree. I definitely agree. It's important to show respect and love to the senior population here while we still have them here.
Absolutely. I just want to recommend that everybody get involved in as many of these programs as they can and participate as much as they can. And I'd like to congratulate you, Director, for all the work that's going on this summer for all the young people and every summer, and encourage people to continue to get engaged in what's going on. And if you don't want to get engaged, get other families, other kids, and other people engaged in it as well. It's beneficial for all of us in the city.
All right. And if people, you said it's still vacancies, people can still sign up.
Can all be a part of all of our program and then come out and watch and witness. You know, even on Wednesday nights, we have an after work Wednesday, you know, for our work population. We want folks to come out in Military Park, enjoy themselves, sit down, you know, relax, take the bite off. And then on Sundays down at Military Park, we also do a Soulful Sunday, you know, where we provide, you know, spiritual and relaxing music throughout the day. And then we come back with opera, jazz, African drumming, a beating. And so it's a very holistic approach to dealing with the folks in our community.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know they had the Soulful Sundays.
Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome. All right. All right. And if people want more information, they can go to social media, website. They can go to also Back Together Again, NWK, right? .com.
Absolutely.
And all right. And booklets are all over the city.
All over the city.
All right. Anything else, Mayor, you want to?
No, that's great. And it wraps that up for
right.
us. And hopefully everybody's been paying attention and going to get involved.
Absolutely. All right, Director Council, thank you for coming on Rising 60.
Appreciate you. Glad we had the opportunity to share.
All right. All right, so we got guest number two on, Kevin Brown, a.k.a. DJ Lil' Man. How are you today?
Tired.
Okay, you got to bring your energy up. We ready to talk, have a good conversation.
That's right, let's go.
I'm ready, we good.
Hey, man, let's talk about this Occupy the Block Youth Tour and the block parties that's going on all over the city, man. How's it been going? And what made you want to do it?
So far, so good. We're on day 11. Today is day 11. We're going to be in Bradley Courts. It's been amazing, you know, being out there, engaging the community, letting them know. We haven't forgotten about them. You know, the kids is enjoying themselves, got bouncy houses, face paint and stuff. It's been really fun. The last two events, we had more adults than kids.
Yeah.
But they was hungry.
We
fed them. But it's been really good. It's been really fun to even be back outside and just having fun with them and stuff. And then, you know, occupying the block is basically just, you know, getting out into our neighborhoods where they need a little bit of loving on and just getting out there having fun with them, letting them know that, you know, the city is still here and we appreciate them and, you know, we haven't forgotten about them. So engaging them, letting them know what's going on in the city.
That's good. Everybody's having a good time, man. How long are you going to be doing this, and where's the next place you're going to be?
Today is Bradley Court, which is day 11. Tomorrow I'm at Aspen Garden. We're going to be running all the way till Labor Day weekend, all the way through September.
Wow. And what are the hours?
4 to 7, but we get there early. So, you know, we started as 4 to 7. We get there at 2 o'clock, turn the music on, and people be like, oh, what's going on? And then they come outside, and, you know, we let them know that everything could be popping off at 4. But the main attraction is them bouncy houses. Them kids love that. I didn't even know how important that was until we started. And we had to add in another one. So we had one and have almost 100 kids in one.
Oh, wow.
Until we had to take it out, so we had to add another one to it.
Yeah, that's great, man. And where did you get the idea to do this?
I think, so originally it was, you know, you guys were doing Occupy the Block already, which was for the adults. And it was really helpful for the adults. You know, they was getting all of the resources and things that they needed. So in the midst of that, I wanted to be able to do the same thing for the kids, to give them that same type of resources and let them know that, you know, outside of, you know, your social media and homework and your summer packet, we got fun things for you to do here in the city, not only just with the Occupy the Block, but, you know, with the recreation and things like that. So basically, you know, just to follow, you know, suit with what was happening in the city, just for the youth, though, you know, just focusing on the kids and the children and the community. So, that, you know, that's how it came about.
Right. And why did you pick certain neighborhoods? Because I noticed they're, like, you know, certain
places. You know
what? Places.
I mean, to be honest, I wanted to do the whole city.
Right.
but it's just me. But we picked neighborhoods who we felt is needed it the more. Not even needed it more. Just we just picked different neighborhoods who was hot spots to us. You know, we felt like we wanted to be able to go to these neighborhoods, clean it up, and engage them the more, because it was more, you know, trouble going on over there and stuff like that. So we picked a lot of spots that we didn't even get a chance to put on a flyer that we just popping up to. Like, I'm just coming out just because with the grill, the bouncy houses, that's not even on a flyer. Because every day I get a DM of a block that I forgot.
Yeah.
So, like, every day I get a block. All right, I'm sorry. I'll try to add it on a Tuesday or Wednesday and stuff like that. But these spots that we go into, they need some attention. They need some loving. They need some cleaning up. They need some, you know, some fun. They've been in the house. They haven't had opportunity to get out. Some parents working two jobs now. A lot of kids is just stuck in these areas, going outside, meeting these, you know, older guys and, old, you know, people that they seem to be looking up to and following the wrong thing. So we wanted to be able to show them that, you know, there's other things to do stuff too. So these, that's the reason why we picked these spots. But there's a lot more that a lot of people don't know that we haven't even had opportunity to put on the flyer. But we coming.
So if it's my first day, if I've never attended an Occupy the Block youth tour, what should I expect when I walk up to the block? What's going on?
Energy. Energy. Like, the kids is, like, the smiles is unbelievable. I mean, every day I got a videographer out there, and we get, it's so much footage. We be having a fight with what need to be on the footage and what not be. You know, a lot of the kids and things out there having a great time. Like, I was just in the North Side last week, and we had the water hose on, and it was unbelievable how the kids came out. Like, can we run in it? Yeah, come on, let's go. You know, they just enjoying being able to be outside. You know,
right,
so if you, when you come there, you'll be able to see the high energy, the dancing, the happy, the faces. Like, you see them with the little paint on it, and they just really, really enjoying themselves. And to me, that's more than, I'm happy with that.
Right.
You know, they're eating, they're enjoying themselves, they're having a good time, it's safe, the police is there, everybody's engaging. We even got the neighborhood guys coming to assist. We're giving money for the dance competitions and stuff like that. Like, everybody's having a great time. Like,
so it's so like a big party, like a big block party.
It's a big block party. That's basically what it is. Stuff, you know, and they've been wanting that. They've been in the house.
Yeah, and everything is free?
Everything is free. You know, you don't have to pay for nothing. We got the icy lady there. She run out, we got another icy lady come. They run out, we got an icy truck that pull up.
Right.
We got food there, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, some sausages, and even chicken sometimes, you know? And we got bouncy houses, face painting, balloon, cotton candy machine, and the characters. Oh, my God. They be bum rushing the characters, man. I don't even know these characters.
So how do I find out about the schedule? Like, how do people get to, you know, if you come into my block or not, how do I find out?
We got the itinerary of flyer that's going out, or it's all over the place. We have posters in every neighborhood that we are going to. Social media. Mm-hmm. We got the booklet as well, the Newark Summer Fun booklet. You can also go to any recreational center in the city. You can go to City Hall and grab that as well. So we have an itinerary across mainly the platforms and stuff like that. A lot of these kids are engaging to social media, so that's how a lot of them found out about it for me. But, you know, it's all over the city. There's no way you can't, you know, you can miss it.
Right. Now, are you DJing at these Occupy the Blocks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm super DJ.
How long you been DJing, man?
Oh, man, this is 21. About 24 years.
You ever thought about starting a class for kids to teach them how to DJ?
Oh, yeah, I did. I used to do it at the Boys and Girls Club in Littleton before they shut down with Miss Susu. We had a DJ class, and we had a class of 15. I think all the stuff, the equipment was donated by Sam Ash and the Guitar Center. And we had a couple of young kids who are now DJing now. So I did it once upon a time, but right now the schedule that I have right now is... it's crazy. But I wouldn't mind doing it again, though.
So you think it's a good hustle for people?
I think it's a great hustle. It's a great clean hustle, especially if you know what you're doing, if you got an ear for music. When I first started, I was just an engineer. I only knew how to hook up speakers and sound systems and stuff. I didn't even know how to DJ. I learned that later on and just being in Big Al Records on West Market right there by Georgia King Village. I learned all of that just going in there, watching them, and from there, I just got into the music part of it. But it's definitely a great hustle. It's a side hustle. It's a very lucrative
business.
So
how all these people know DJ Little Man? How you get so big like that, man?
Oh, man, marketing.
Take us back to the beginning. How old were you when you first started? When you touched your first record player, started mixing?
I was a freshman in high school. I was at Behringer High School. And I was about, like, 14, tall, just... playing basketball and, you know, just having a fight like any other teenager in the streets, trying to figure out if I wanted to be in the streets or if I wanted to do something else. And at that time, the streets won. I was in the streets for a little bit, 14, 15, and then started selling CDs, just regular music CDs. So it was music and that. And just being over there by Georgia King Village at Great Wall in front of them, just with a cart, CDs, and Big Al came. Big Al came, and he said he needed some assistance with getting his record store up and going. And I went in there, and then they named me. I was little bruh, little guy, and then little man came, and it just stayed. And I saw how he was making a lot of money without having to go outside. Like, people were coming in, signing contracts, and just leaving deposits. Like, and I would ask him, like, what's going on? He's like, you just need me to DJ. I'm like, that's it? You're just getting all this money to DJ? Like, yeah, this is just the beginning. When you get there, you get more. And so it started like that. 15, I started practicing. 16, I kept going. 17, I had my first push out, which was at the Robert Tree Hotel with Tory T, rest in peace. He had Neo came to the Robert Tree Hotel, and it was packed. And I was really scared. And then I got up there, and then the people, they had a great time. And then from there, Branch Brook Skating Rink, I was doing every Friday at Branch Brook Skating Rink. And that's how it really started there. But, I mean, yeah, you know, I had to make a choice, and my choice was the music. You know, I didn't want to have to be one of those guys in the street, stuck in the street, so I made a choice with music. And that's where it's been at. I've been doing music ever since, you know.
And how has the music changed from when you first started to now? How have you seen the change?
It's growing. It's always continuously growing. It went from a 128 BPM to 132 to 148. Now they at like 150. The music's so fast, I can't even keep up with it. But it's growing. It's becoming mainstream. A lot of artists like remixes. A lot of labels will reach out to producers like myself to make remix to a song that wasn't doing really great on a label. And we'll make something called a visual campaign, and we'll create the song into a Jersey Club remix and have dancers dance to it, and they'll use that as a transition into the sales to the regular songs. Because once it's a Jersey Club, everybody want it. But what is the original song? And then they'll go searching for the original song, and that's how they were doing good. And that was before TikTok. You know, so we were getting paid a lot of money to do remixes, and that's why a lot of Jersey Club is remix-based. Because the artists, the labels will reach out to the producers in Jersey to make a remix because the artist wasn't doing too good on his own. And we'll just do a visual campaign. That's where the dance videos came. That's why we always had dance videos and stuff like that. But, yeah, it started out 2005, 2004 for me. I'm like the second generation of Jersey Club. And then the first generation was DJ Tamil and them. And it's been great for me. I don't have any complaints. I've been... It originated in Chicago. It was Chicago Juke, and then from there it went to Baltimore, and then from Baltimore it somehow, you know, with Tamil got permission from the Baltimore OGs over there to bring it over here. Originally it wasn't called Jersey Club, it was called Brick City Club. And I think my genre, me, Frosty and Jay Hood and a couple of other youngins kind of transitioned it into Jersey Club because we stopped playing with the claps. We took all the claps out of it and we wanted to call it something different. So we all bassline and vocals. And we started to run with the Jersey Club thing like that. So at first it was Brick City Club. There's a lot of CDs and there's a lot of things out there called Brick City Club, which was getting confused because they had House Jersey Club too,
right.
Which was the Follow Me and all of that stuff like that. You know, Is It On My Face? And it was just confusing. We just wanted something completely different to own. And Jersey Club came up. So we just started running with Jersey Club. We was young and we didn't care.
That's incredible, man. I didn't know that history. That's a great history lesson.
It started in Chicago, Chicago to Baltimore, Baltimore.
Yeah, the Chicago sounds a little, every city sounds a little different.
Yeah, so Chicago has a nice up-tempo thing, a lot of claps in it. Baltimore has a lot of horns. Mm. And a lot of claps. In Jersey, we don't have any claps. We only got bass and vocals. So, and then Philly has a lot of horns as well, too. So, you know, it gets different. And then our tempos are completely different as well. Same bass line, bass pattern, just different tempos. You will know a Jersey Club from any other state.
That's interesting. I know that when you go to, like, say if you go to New Orleans, they have a certain sound. And, like, you go to
New Orleans bounce.
Mm.
Miami has Miami bounce.
Like this. The Bay Area has their sound. I just feel like Jersey sometimes get forgotten about. Like, even though we do have our sound, but it's not as popular or mainstream as
some. A lot of artists are trying to gravitate to it. It's just hard to market. A lot of people don't know how to market it. And if you're not from here, you really wouldn't understand it. It's just an up-tempo and a dance type of a vibe. But, I mean, you know, with the right person behind it, we'll be able to get it to where it needs to be.
Right.
We get a nice label to kind of push through to it, which has been a little difficult. But with the TikTok, things are going the way dance is life now. Like, you know, if you're an artist, if you don't have a dance to go with your song, you probably won't go nowhere. You know, so it's getting, that's just the real. A lot of artists go completely wood without a couple kids making some type of routine to it and putting it on TikTok. And now everybody following the trend. Some of the worst songs went platinum.
That's true. And some of the songs don't even sound good unless you have a dance to it.
Yeah, and then not only that, the dance only go to about 30 seconds of the song. So the rest of the song is completely trash.
That's true. You only like that first 30 seconds.
Last couple of questions. Do you think the music affects the way these kids behave and that?
Yes. I mean, and I put it to the test all the time. We go to pep rallies. We have conversations with them. And if I play a song, you'll see them get hyped. And that changes the atmosphere of the room. Because they could be in there learning about all type of history. And I'll play and watch me with. And then they go crazy. Like the energy just switch.
Yeah.
And then I cut it off and everybody down again. It's more like a Simon Says. So the music definitely changes the way people act in general. Sometimes even as adults when we go to cookouts.
Yeah.
We may just be chilling and engaging with our friends and then we hear, oh, that's my song. And everything is different. Like, give me a minute. Let me take this two-step real quick. So, yeah, it definitely changes. It affects the way people act. And unfortunately, even rap music does that as well. You know, sometimes when you're feeling in your emotions and you want to hear some type of gangster music, you may put on some pop. It may put you in a different element. You want to hear some R&B, you may put on that R&B artist. It may put you in a different element. So, yes, music play a major part in people's lives and their actions.
And where has, I know, like, you started out here in Newark DJing, but where has it taken you? Where has that one craft, your career in the DJ world, where has that taken you?
Everywhere.
Name some places.
California. We had a concert in California. We had over 20,000 people there. I've done a lot of weddings and destination weddings. DR, everywhere. Like, literally, I don't think it's a place at Bora Bora. I've never even heard of Bora Bora until I got a passport. You know, Chile, Mexico, I will never take that flight again. I mean, to Hawaii. Yeah, it's a long flight. But it took me a lot of places. And, you know, you won't really get a chance to speak about those. Like, in school, you hear about these states and these places to go to. But, you know, when you grow up as an adult, you got so many bills and so many things to take care of, you don't really get a chance to. But if it's not on your expense, I'm going, you know. So it took me a lot of places. I had the opportunity to go a lot of places, you know. I even took some of my guys with me, so they got a chance to experience that as well. which was great, you know. And again, it's on their expense. They want me there. You got to take care of the rider and the people that's coming, you know. And it works out. I get a chance to enjoy myself in different places and learn different cultures and stuff like that. So
let me ask you another question. I know with DJing, I've always been confused. Like, you have DJ Khaled, you have DJ Envy. So DJs, I've always been confused how they make their own music, but it's music, the artist is the one singing it. How does that work? Like, they might be rapping or singing, but it's the artist, the DJ's album. How does that work as a DJ?
Because the DJ is the producer. A lot of people just think the DJ is the person that plays the music. We the producers. So a lot of the beats that the artists are rapping on was produced by the DJ. And the DJ just didn't want to stay in the lane of just being a DJ. In the music business, you got multiple incomes. And me, per se, I'm a producer, a DJ, an artist. So all three of those in its own make different types of money. And so what Khaled does is he produces the beat, sends it to the artist, and then he yells and screams over it. The same thing I do. And then he promotes it as his album and give him a split share of it. Hey, well, listen, you know, you did this song for me. I produced it, and you did your part. I'm going to give you 20% of all the money that comes from this song. And they fine with it. No problem. It's all good. So the DJs are 9 times out of 10 the producers. Same thing with Naughty by Nature. KG is the producer of a lot of the beats that Naughty by Nature performs on. So, yeah, he's their DJ, but he's also their producer. And instead of putting it out there as he produced the beat and DJ, so it won't look like you double dipping, you just get writer's credit.
The DJ used to be the in hip hop the main person anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, the MC just came in the end. Yeah. It was always the DJ. Oh,
yeah, if you look at it, the DJ will make or break an event. You can play a music, you can play a playlist all you want, but the DJ is the one who's going to engage the crowd to make sure everybody knows what's happening.
Yeah.
And I think that's why a lot of clubs are winning because of the DJs that they put in there.
The MC used to just come there and, you know, talk about, get on the stage and say whatever they wanted to say. You got DJ such and such at the party tonight? And that turned into them talking on the breakbeat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then they started rapping on the breakbeat. And then now the rapper became the center of attention, but the DJ was always first.
And then what happened with that is the DJ got tired of the MC always grabbing the mic from him.
Yeah.
And he started to talk.
That's right.
Now the DJs are doing the more talk. We don't need an MC no more. We're going to be the MC. Allow us to do what you want us to do. So, and it works out because you don't have nobody in your way while you're doing your craft, and you get to enjoy just turning up and having a great time with the people.
And we appreciate you being on, man, and all of the stuff you're doing for the city. Summer Fun thing is outstanding, man. And
appreciate it, man.
All the videos look good. I got to make my way out there. All the videos look good. The kids are having a great time. And like you said, their parents are having a good time, too. So
definitely. That's a really
we thank you for doing that, for sure. It's an asset to this community, definitely.
Hey, it's for the city. I'm from here. So, you know, whatever we got to do to put it through, let's get it done.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us, DJ Lil Man, on this episode of Rising 60 and a Back Together Again episode.
That's right. We're back together. Finally.
Finally. Thank you, brother. We appreciate you, man.
All day. You know.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We just have
I just want to thank everybody for listening and watching. If you're on YouTube, you can find out more information on your Summer Fun programming by visiting backtogetheragainnewark.com. That's backtogetheragainnwk.com, or by following the City of Newark social media accounts. You can find the city's Facebook page at facebook.com/cityofnewark, or follow us on Twitter at cityofnewarknj, or you can follow our Instagram account, cityofnewarknj. Also, follow me on Twitter at Raz J. Baraka, or Instagram at Raz J. Baraka, or you can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/RazJBaraka. Tune into the next episode of Rising 60, premiering Tuesday, September the 7th, 2021. And remember to use hashtag RazN60 if you'd like to ask me a question or make a comment about what you've heard on the show, or post your question on social media using the hashtag RazN60. Feel free to share this episode link with your family and friends. Tell them to listen to us and listen to RazN60. Children learn more from what you are than what you teach. That's W.E.B. Du Bois. And normally we close out with theme music, but on this episode, we're going to close out with a snippet of one of DJ Little Man's songs. Shout out to DJ Little Man. Thank you, brother.
I said it's Little Man.
Who else?
93rd.
Who else?
Team Lou.
Who else?
Let's go.
Ow.
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 Bonnie Clyde, open wide. Let's go.
Let a girl loose. Let a girl
stand for the rock, 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 break the side, twist. One, two, three, go left, back, right, back, 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 down, back, go. Watch out for the big girls. Now bang, bang, bang. Rotate for me, rotate for me. Hands up like y'all. Ladies, run drop to this. One drop, ladies, wait, one drop. Ladies, one drop, one drop. Ladies, run drop to this. Go left, right, right, left, right, 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 left, right, right, rotate, rotate, rotate. Let's rock, 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 slide, twist. One, two, three, go left, back, right, back, up, back, down, back, like. Watch out for the big girls. Now bang, 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 rotate for me, rotate for me. Hands up like y'all.
Let it go for the way.
Rock. Now do that Jaffy rock. Yes, that Jaffy rock. Now do that Jaffy rock. That king, that Jaffy rock. Now do that Jaffy rock. Oh, that Jaffy rock. This is Jersey. Left, back, right, right, back, up, back, back, down, down, back, we go. Oh, get sexy, get sexy, get sexy. Ladies, one drop to this. One drop. Ladies, run drop, pick it up, then left, get up, one drop, pick it up, now right. Ladies, run drop to this. Let's go. Stick in a rock, 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 slide, twist. One, two, three, go left, back, right, back, up, back, down, back, like. Watch out for the back, girls. Now bang, 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 rotate for me, rotate for me. Hands up like yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Get it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is Jersey. Oh, oh.